welcome to another episode of the Three Putt Schmucks.
We're a couple of average Joe golfers who are out there trying to be less bad at the game of golf.
Come along for the laughs, tears, and beers while we try to improve. Enjoy the show.
Thursday night.
No, that's why I don't run a podcast.
It's hard work, and this is what we're here for.
Did you record that?
We're here to create content, and we're here to chat, and we're here to talk about golf courses. And I feel like we are already talking about golf courses.
Yeah. Today's literally just been about golf.
It has.
Learning how to play golf, me watching you two lose your fucking minds at golf.
We absolutely lost our cool today.
And you guys also, like, I just keep saying it, but psyching yourself out early, Tom.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I was just so jacked up. I was so excited to go play, and I just didn't want to do a shit job.
You know why, though? Is that we had a plan to go and play golf early, and our mate Chris.
I don't think you... No, that's...
Went rogue and got home 5 minutes before we needed to leave, and that just put you in a fluster.
5 minutes after we wanted to leave.
Yeah, I don't think that's got any relevance to do with how shit you played, though.
I honestly reckon there's a relationship between this. Like,
he was angry.
Tom was stressed before he played golf. That is naturally going to make your game bad.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we really put a lot towards this weekend and how excited we were. And then I think it just took over.
It did.
Too much. And then when things didn't go right from the get-go, it's like we expected too much, and that's where it went wrong.
I feel like you guys want to hit under 100, right? That's the goal.
Yeah.
Today, you guys thought we're going to hit under 90, right?
I went into it opposite. I was like, I'm so happy if I hit between 100 and 110, because that course is harder than what I normally play.
Tough.
Yeah.
So generally, if I hit the ball well and I don't play shit, I'll be just over 100, and that's okay. But...
So where do you think you went wrong then?
I don't know.
I reckon it was your headspace going into it.
I just didn't hit the ball well at all day.
I think you did a couple of good shots.
I did, yeah. I had moments.
I think, that's where you got to take it away from today. Like, obviously we didn't play that well. So you have to pull back and go, okay, where were my good shots today? And how can I take those good shots from today to tomorrow?
We should probably take a little moment to mention that we played at Nelson Bay Country Club.
Yeah.
And we played the Christmas Bush course.
Yeah.
Which was essentially from hole 10 through 27.
Yeah.
The Christmas bush. Now, I tell you, there was no presents there today.
No.
Absolutely none.
Before we even get into it, like, there's myself and Tom here tonight. We got James, Will, and Chris, and we could go around the room and talk about the scores we got.
Yeah.
So, Tom, if you want to kick it off, Tom, you can let the listeners.
I think your score was that bad.
You can let the listeners.
I got 109.
Okay, great. Happy for you.
Well, but what about from a group point of view and handicap?
Well, look.
Oh, shit.
Let's not jump. Let's not jump across. James, what'd you get?
132. What? But I'm going to add, I don't play golf ever.
Ever.
Like, the last time I played golf was the morning of our wedding.
And I feel like when we played there,
well,
you played pretty well.
I did, but I feel like I was just so nervous about the wedding day that I was like, golf doesn't matter.
You played really well that day.
But, okay.
I did.
Before we...
132.
There you go. I love that, what you just said. Golf doesn't matter. And I remember the last, when we played with you before your wedding, and you just said golf doesn't matter. I remember saying, James can hit a ball.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember when we were out there playing that you could actually, you have a good golf game.
Yeah.
There's three or four holes today where
we were like,
holy shit, the amateurs yeah. smoked us.
I know what was funny is that it wound you two up.
Yeah.
Savage. Yeah. Sooner than they did a good drive, you guys are like, how the fuck? Why is he driving so well?
Yeah.
Do you think, I don't know what I'm
do
doing.
Do you think that is the whole thing of not thinking about it?
Going 100%. Up to the ball and just
hitting. I had no expectations of my golf game today. And I was like, you know what? I topped a few. Very frustrating. But I think overall, I'm like, you know what? I played some good shots. And I didn't have any pressure on myself.
Mm.
And that's the key.
I love that.
Mm.
So you get shot at 130.
132.
Yeah.
All right. So no
very
pressure means
score.
132. Extra pressure means 109.
Yeah.
I'll generate
heaps of pressure.
We'll take heaps of pressure.
So we're going to say that 132 is not good.
Yeah. It does get worse.
Well, no.
Yep. You didn't lose many balls either. You did really well.
I lost 4 balls. By the way, Rowie stitched me up in the pro shop story. I was going to buy 9 balls that cost like $10 a packet. And they were bright yellow. I have no idea.
You should have just
and Rowie walked over with a box of 30, and he goes, "These are the cheapest." And they were like $40. And I just
over exaggerated. Yeah, it was 12 balls for $27.
I froze. I went, "All right, Rowie knows what he's talking about." And I was like, "Why are these
balls
so expensive?"
I saw the pause. You're like,
and then I went out to my car and I go, "I'm going to get these balls out."
I
and
said,
they're all individually boxed.
To be fair, I
said, golf balls.
You don't. You don't have to get them, is what I just said.
I know, but you did say these are the best price for you.
They're the cheapest, is what I said.
Yeah.
But I could have got... Anyway, so I bought the balls, and I'm going to use it tomorrow. I lost 4 of them, which most of them were on the second 9.
Yeah.
I feel like I was just over it. I'm like,
okay. Yeah.
We were over it. It is a long day.
Crazy.
I usually... 12 holes is my... It's my game, I reckon.
Yeah, it's the point where you just know, isn't it?
So everyone's got to say, what's your point where you're like, I'm going to have a good, like, I'm done here. Like, Rowie's at 12. You go, I'm over this.
But I'm warming up for the first 3. Then I'm playing golf for 12 holes. Then I'm fatigued.
So 3-hole warm-up.
I'm fatigued for the last 3.
What's your warm-up? How many holes?
18.
So that was bad.
Yeah, 18. Well, I can't even say 18 because I played 18 yesterday.
I like today after the first 3, I just thought, you know what? Like usually it takes me 3 to 4 holes to warm up, and then I start to feel like I can hit them well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like today was just random.
Yeah,
I feel like I was on and off so inconsistently that I knew I just didn't feel like. Over the top of a ball, I never felt confident today.
Do you reckon it was the bets?
No, I agree.
Huh?
Do you reckon the bets?
We only bet second 9, really. Like,
that's,
we were
good. The bets really, like...
I feel like the bets made me play better.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I feel like if people...
Because you're
betting
focusing on that?
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like,
obviously, for context, we had, like, what, fake money?
Pretend money?
And we would place bets on, like, the funniest one was... Me and Tom bet on Tim slicing something.
Yeah.
Right? Boom, slice it, we made money. But you, in your head, you were like, well, I can't slice it now because this guy's got money.
Yeah. So I have to hit this well.
I have to hit it straight. Otherwise, they're going to make money off me.
Yeah.
I bet on Rowie not making it out of the bunker, straight up, not out of the bunker. Say $20, very good.
So for the listeners today, we were walking around with fake cash, and our plan was to... walk around and bet in our groups today to try and make as much money as possible with the fake cash to be able to walk away with the most money. And the person with the most money would end up winning real money.
Yeah.
And we haven't added it up because we are only 18 holes through.
A whole other 18 left.
We have a whole other 18 tomorrow. But... I guess the main purpose for this episode tonight is to do a schmuck board. So I feel like we should try and get a schmuck board out here.
Let's
fellas.
Do it.
We should sneak straight into it.
We should just get straight into a schmuck board of Nelson Bay Golf Club Christmas Bush.
Christmas Bush.
Let me type that
Christmas
in.
Christmas Bush.
The Christmas Bush. I mean, like, who names these things? Who names a course Christmas Bush?
It wasn't good. I feel like it was a good course though. Like overall.
Overall, like, it felt like
I hate
it.
Like we played this course 2 years ago for Tim's Bucks Park.
I feel like it was a different.
No, we played the front nine.
We played way front different nine. Vibe though. Like at that time, I was like, I just don't really understand what golf courses
You're
are. But this time, I played. I feel like
that was a whole different circumstance.
Yeah, different. Yeah.
Okay, so Tom, do you want to? Because we have some guests on here tonight. Do you want to run the guests through what the schmuck board is?
So we score the course out of 25 in five separate groups of five.
With decimal points?
With as many decimal points
there
as you wish.
There could be many decimal points there, yeah.
Yeah, really veto this.
So the five separate sections are the quality of the greenskeeping is number one. Number two is overall enjoyment. Number three is the pro shop. Number four is the course fees, which is you score the cost versus the quality.
Yeah.
And number five is the 19th hole.
Okay. So how about we just start with the first?
Yeah, go first.
Which is quality of greenscaping.
Okay.
So
you can kick it off, Tom, if you want.
Caveat.
We got given a discount today because the greens were under repair.
Well, the whole course had been caught.
The whole course had been caught. So we can't really comment.
But there was 27 holes. I feel like that was the first. I don't think that affected us.
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like we paid for, like, we got a $22 discount, but I don't think we really felt the need. Like, I didn't feel the need to get a discount.
I found the 18 holes we played was in great condition.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Absolutely.
I do feel, though, because they did say that was being worked on, that the greens were
sandy,
very sandy.
They were
right
and slow.
Yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah, the greens were slow.
And like although they did give us a refund, it did feel a little bit. I don't know.
So
didn't feel great.
And then what about the? Well, I think it was the 13th where we couldn't tee off the whites.
Yeah, because it was like a driving range mat.
Yeah.
That's a bit shit.
Great call.
I wouldn't. This is not getting a great score.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
But I think. So, what do you reckon?
Three.
So it's out of five. I reckon about three. I'm sitting somewhere on a three.
I'm not going sub 2.5, but it's worth.
Surely
it's better than some of the courses we played before.
Yeah.
I would say 3.5.
Even if it was even if they were working on the greens, you can't say it was bad.
No.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can't say it was good.
Yeah, okay.
So it's got a...
I reckon a three is pretty reasonable.
I think a three is pretty reasonable because had the greens not been under repair, you'd probably be going 3.5, 4.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah.
But because for us on the day...
And it's not like we're playing off mats, you know. Like
no.
It was still... The tee boxes were still good, but the greens were under repair.
And they're looking after 27 holes. Like
yes.
Yeah, they got a bit on.
Plus, it's a country course.
So three? Yeah.
And
there's
it was
not
Saturday,
many.
Saturday,
there's
like,
not many. Yeah. Great.
It's a very diplomatic three.
It's pretty
even.
Are we
going
three.
With a three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be very happy with a three.
I like if you were the owner of this course and you heard them saying a three.
You'd be happy.
3 out of 5. You
yeah, not bad.
I must admit though, when,
I think
it
was
when,
under repair. It's under
yeah,
repair. If it wasn't under repair, what would you be saying? If those grains were
four,
prime.
Four.
Mm.
Four and a half.
Yeah,
those fairways were
good. It's a nice course.
Yeah.
It's a very nice course. It was just on the day when we were there, it was under repair.
Yeah.
I also think, though, I don't know where this would fit in with the schmuck wall, but the fact that they voluntarily went, oh, we give you $22 each because it's under repair.
Yeah, I feel like
they gave us money back without us having to question it.
Correct.
That's a plus. I don't know where that goes in the schmuck wall, but
that should be mentioned, though.
I think
because
we did pay. We paid full fees.
And then they refunded.
And then they said, here's $22.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't have been disappointed if I paid the full freight for today's.
Totally. If I didn't have the $22 back, I would still be happy.
Yeah. And it would still be a three. Like, we've paid like $38 for Lane Cove, and that's a shithole. That's a rot.
Okay.
Good. All right. So three's happy, though. I think that's good.
I'm really intrigued to see what we think of Horizons tomorrow after tonight.
Yeah, me too.
4.5 is what I'm expecting.
Wow.
Expecting.
Already. One course at a time, pal.
He is not growing.
It's not like Nelson Bay right now, Chris.
Bruce.
He's not mucking around.
Like $78 or something.
He's not schmucking around.
Schmucking around.
All right, let's move on to our next point of the schmuck board.
Fresh dad.
Which is?
Is overall enjoyment. Tom. Now,
one.
In my opinion, that course was like middle of the road for fun.
Well, there was a lot of U-shaped holes.
Yeah, I agree. That was hard.
Like, you couldn't... It was a par four or a par five, and you got to use an iron.
Mm.
I like that, though. For me, that's like, it's you've got to think more about it. Like,
it's sort of par five.
I think it's just up and back golf is just boring.
Well, put a few bunkers in the way and make it challenging.
Yeah. I think overall enjoyment is very middle of the road. It's pretty bland.
I do agree.
There was only one cool, like, the only what we were saying, the only one that I really enjoyed was that par three.
Massive.
Down the hill.
That was
50 meters. That was it.
It was pretty majestic, huh?
Other than that, they were all like,
pretty standard, right?
Yeah. Hit them up.
That was the 20th hole of the 27 holes.
Yeah. I feel like it doesn't score that well in enjoyment. I feel like it was like a little bit
bland.
As you said, up, back.
I'm going to go to 2.9.
Wow, very specific.
Oh.
I was going to go with three.
I was going to three round it up.
Like, I think the reason
I'm actually going to go
overall enjoyment was
Rowey with a 2.4.
I'm a subpar on that.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that. It was like the only thing that really made me go, this is cool, was that one hole.
I feel like there was a few holes where you were approaching the clubhouse, which is pretty cool.
But that was midway through, like when you're coming up to the clubhouse. The only thing that made me go, this is a cool golf course, was that one par three.
Yeah, okay.
That was it. What do you think, Tom?
I'm kind of thinking that it was pretty vanilla. It was just a golf course.
But at the same time, we can't say because we only played one quarter of the golf course.
I think for you and I, right, like if we're comparing that to the Springs, Tallwoods, and Emerald Downs, for me, it would be on par with Emerald Downs.
Yeah.
As far as enjoyment.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think it's...
But we scored that very high because it's easy. Where this was
because it's easy. It wasn't easy.
This is a tough course.
It was a hard course.
But it's also about the date, right?
But because
great
this is,
day,
yeah, exactly.
Great company.
Yeah.
This is where the enjoyment of the course is somehow decided into two parts because
company.
The company, you're there with your best mates, then it scores so high. But at the same time.
From a schmuck board perspective, like you're not going to be doing that every time you say
golf. You're at a three.
This is a very
I think it's a 2.8
of the range.
2.8.
So you said 2.8. I've said three. What'd you say?
Rowie said 2.4.
Yeah, I'm saying three.
What'd you say, Willie?
Three.
It's a 2.8.
Let's go 2.8.
Yeah.
I think that's the middle of the road score. It's kind of like half a percent, everybody.
I think
if
you're going there with a group of mates, it's hard.
But the thing is, if you're going there solo or with one other mate. That enjoyment level goes down because you're not with it.
Yeah, exactly right.
But I struggle to think about, like, comparing this to some of the other courses you guys have played, like Pete's Ridge, for example.
Not enjoyable.
Right? This was way better than Pete's Ridge. Is that the hilly one?
We don't want to talk about that.
Why?
We refuse.
No more. Pete's Ridge is going to happen.
I personally think the Pete's Ridge is more enjoyable than what we played today because it's more challenging.
Yeah, there's
more going on.
It's not just up and down.
Yeah.
Fair.
Like every single tee, you're sitting there going,
what do I do here?
What am I dealing with on this hole? Where today was a little bit, there's another part.
Oh, here we go. We'll just try and get it up the fairway here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just have a beer. Thanks, mate. All right, so we're two parts through schmuck boards. Yeah, fellas.
What's part up? Number three is the pro shop.
Well, they sell cheap balls. They give us money back.
The ball
and there was three of them at the counter.
I was
all good to get those balls.
I was really happy with the pro shop there.
Tim's not happy with the beer choice.
Then. And there was three or four of them as well. Like, it was a,
pro shop was
surface
good.
Was good.
Pro shop was good. Friendly, yeah. Approachable. I had to hire clubs because I don't play golf.
Cost effective items.
Made it really good. I needed Nurofen at one point during the round.
Was that the pro shop though, Davis?
Yeah, I asked the guy in the pro shop, can I have a Nurofen plus Panadol? And he didn't have any, but he went to the effort to look through his first aid kit to find them for me.
That's good.
And he was just going to give them to me for free.
I like that.
Didn't have them. I'm but like the fact that he went straight there.
Fantastic.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, that extra level.
Okay, so.
They were cleaning the golf cart.
Okay, so let's say this.
Yeah.
Pretty fair.
Great stuff.
Yeah.
Good clothing.
Yeah.
Good gear.
Yeah.
And a lot of range. Like, there's not like you walk in there and go, oh, I'm not sure what to get.
Ronald bought a hat. I nearly bought a hat. I almost also nearly bought a shirt.
Davis bought
I don't play golf, and I saw a shirt there, and I was like, that would be a good
I'm thinking this is going to score pretty well.
Yeah.
But even they looked after the
but
equipment.
Out of the last four, three that we've been to, I feel like this might be the best pro shop we've been into.
Absolutely.
I honestly don't know how... There's in like what would a negative to this pro shop be?
I would
maybe
go.
Score,
well, I'm going to score. 4.
Negative would be staff influence.
I'm going to go 4.5 because you couldn't buy a beer from the pro shop. You had to go up to the bar.
Pro shop's normally selling beers.
Yep. Normally you can go into the pro shop, buy your balls, buy a beer, carry on. This one you had to go up to the bar.
They would have had a license.
I'm thinking the pro shops are 4.3 for me.
I was 4.5. You're 4.3.
What was yours?
4.3.
I said
4.4.
See, I would 100% only because I had a really good interaction with the guy about Nurofen. I'd go 5.
You can't give him 5.
Yeah, well, he has.
Like, okay, hang on.
What are you, the score cop?
No, but they didn't even
have
food
what he has.
But then what? Like,
yeah,
there's
no
food.
There's
they had,
food.
They had snacks
oh,
there.
But do you group
no
pro shop and
the
food is 19th.
Plus
that's
a roll thing.
No,
that's the 19th.
The sandwiches and everything, they usually have that at a pro shop. You should have some.
Yeah, but
coming from a novice golfer, I will now revert that to a 4.5 then.
Chris.
4.25.
I didn't
like
see the Snickers bars either. They usually have Snickers bars.
That Curly Whirl is there. I was very tempted.
Will we all agree on a 4.3 for the pro shop?
Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Great pro shop, though. Like,
that's 9 or 4.
Good.
Yeah, good pro shop.
Copy that. All right, number
really
4
good.
Is course fees. Score of
5.
What, woo?
What were the fees?
Cost,
I think they're saying 5 because they got a refund.
It's cost of quality, right? So what do we end up paying for the round? 33?
37.
$33.
But for 18 holes, $33 is pretty good.
I think it's got to be up there.
That's good.
37.
That is good.
But, Woo, it's only been the price we paid today because of what we scored them down for earlier.
Yeah, because of the...
So do we
state
need
of
to
the course.
Like bump it up a bit?
Yeah. Because of the state of the course.
I would have paid $55 there every
happily.
Day.
I would have paid $55
and
been,
and we ended up paying.
Wow, and been happy.
30.
I would have been
three,
very
happy.
$3.
It's got to be a 5.
I think so, and I think
no.
I just like for me with what this is, I feel like it's really, really mad to say it's a 5 out of 5. Like you just can't.
But what would you
only,
what
only
you
because
say?
They were doing like they were doing stuff.
If that course was $15, that'd be a 5 out of 5.
But that's never gonna happen.
It's insane value, but that's what has to be the top score. It has to be like the most ridiculous thing ever is a 5 out of 5.
That's
like,
what
great.
I'm saying. That's what
great
I'm
great.
Saying. I'm
18
like five out of five is right by Buffalo. Never happens.
Bargain.
So I'm thinking today is a 4.5.
Okay. All right. 4.2. If it can't be a 5.
4.7.
It's a good course with cheap fees because they refunded us. 4.5.
We gave Tallwoods a 4.
But Tallwoods is a piece of shit.
Whoa.
You gave it a 4. Oh,
isn't that your local course?
No, that's Tom's local.
Oh, Tom's
local. No, it's not. I... Oh, shit. What do we say now?
4.5.
Nah, it's too high. I think we go 4.2.
It's not too high.
I think it's too much.
I think we paid relatively well.
Right. Seriously, like the value
$32.
What do we pay at Lane Cove?
$32.
We pay like $40 for 9 holes
in a really nice course.
Oh, 4.5.
That's 4.5. That's easily 4. I would be.
I really want to get onto this next point.
Kangaroos, by the way, like that's an addition somewhere. Nature,
kookaburras.
I didn't know.
Kookaburras, kangaroos.
Zoology.
That was lovely.
Yeah, where do the kangaroos fit in?
That's a valid argument. That was good fun.
But that was great. Like, just kangaroos hanging around.
Yeah.
Never bothered us.
It was part of the experience.
They were a bit grumpy.
Bloody huge, too.
We almost saw a kangaroo fight.
They weren't mucking around, were they?
Remember that one that was, like, arcing up us, mate?
He was grunting. I thought he was grunting at me.
He was grunting.
The balls on the thing.
They're big animals. Kangaroos.
All right, here we go.
Okay, moving on.
Big animals.
The 19th hole.
Loved it.
Okay, so lots to say about this, by the way.
Talk.
Lots.
Balls are on tap.
All right, so...
Well, okay, that's got 1 point on it already.
Yeah, balls are on tap. Done. I'm not familiar with golf-like clubs. Having to take my cap off as soon as I walked in pissed me off.
What? Did they ask?
Can I just say?
Yeah, I literally went to the auto bar and the lady went, hat off.
That's very traditional.
That's not.
It's your golf club.
Have take some your hat respect off. And
okay,
just
fine.
Take your hat off when you walk.
Respect, you weirdo. All right,
negative. Done. Oh, yeah.
Goodness,
that's
mate.
That's right.
That's okay. You're allowed to have your own view.
Staff by the bar weren't the friendliest.
They were not very friendly.
They were super friendly to me when I went to buy a six pack.
No, okay. So I had an experience as well where I felt like it was a little bit, what are you doing here?
Yeah. So solid 3.
Really?
Done.
Wow. It's not done. We're still discussing it.
By the way, six pack of Peroni, $34.
Fine.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Really?
Wow, it's a little expensive.
What were the beers on tap? Were they expensive?
They were $9 or $10 each.
Well, Davis got around
but
for $50.
It's like a full-blown...
Yeah. $50 for six beers.
For
it's
six
like a
of us.
That's got to be up there for points.
But it's a full-blown leagues club.
But
like, it's with a
no,
full
only
bistro,
five of them were beers. With Raynock in it.
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. Because when I ordered my beer, it was $9.50.
Okay, but we're forgetting something here, fellas.
What?
We were sitting out there at the table with an overlook of the whole golf course.
Great. Yeah, great.
It was
point.
A great venue. The venue was superb.
Yeah.
The way they had it set up, the way that they set, like we walked up the stairs, we got our beers and we took them outside and we sat down. It was a really nice
big
feeling.
Bar. Staff always there, like didn't have to wait to order a beer. They were like, there, bang, what do you want?
So, so yes, the staff weren't great. And they were a little rude, but at the same time, where we were was great.
The location
was amazing.
Atmosphere good.
The atmosphere was what we made it.
Yeah, great. At one point, I asked the lady for Nurofen, and she said, just have a beer or fix it.
So we think...
Oh, good
banter.
Which is pretty good.
Good banter.
Which is pretty good.
So
that's a pop.
So do we think just a 4?
Yeah. Because the chips were undercooked.
I reckon
3.5 because the chips weren't that good.
No, the chips weren't very good.
Nah, 3.5.
But these boys have had more clubhouse experience than we have.
Well, this
so,
is like, I think it deserves at least a 4.2.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm down at the 3s for this.
I'm going for
Chris, bye.
I'd say.
Right.
I didn't feel the vibe.
What was that clubhouse? What was
did you not feel the vibe from the staff? Or what was the...
The shitty one that's like left, right, all over the place in Mangrove Mountain.
The Springs?
Yeah, that clubhouse is better.
But we didn't really
experience
it. It is.
No way.
Absolutely.
No, not in any measurable way.
The view's better, the beers are cheaper, and the chips are better.
Well, I completely disagree. I think the view is... Similar, I think the food is.
I said chips, not food.
Chips. I don't have chips, so I can't discuss. But service, well, I don't think the Springs competes at all.
Right, good.
At all,
Ro, you were pretty like adamant about a 3 there. What was
right? Just too much of an RSL.
Yeah, okay.
It did feel like
in
that
in a traditional 19.
Yeah,
I feel like if it was settling into that balcony though, like
and there'd be a good.
Yeah, you could settle into that balcony.
I think it's a 3.9.
3.9?
Yeah, I don't think it has a 4 in there. I definitely think it has a 4 in there.
All right.
So all right, 3.9. Heads up behind his head.
Who's on with a 3.9?
Yeah, okay, 3.9.
Colby,
yeah.
We're in.
That's very generous, guys.
Yeah, I was not going that
high. Look, that, I feel like the 19th is so dependent on star. I had a bad.
A good 19th, we would be there still.
I feel like we need to revisit this in another episode.
Next year.
I think we need to invite each of these guests.
Do we just
want to
review our scores quickly?
Move on from there.
So, just to review and recap. Number one was quality of greenscape, and we gave it a 3.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Number two was overall enjoyment. We gave it a 2.8.
Wow. See,
that's too hard.
I feel like that's going to be
like,
a 3.
I feel like if we're talking about overall enjoyment, I think 2.8 compared to a 3.9 at the 19th.
Yes.
That's wrong.
It's going to be a 3.
It's wrong.
You got to reduce that gap.
Overall enjoyment was good.
Overall enjoyment compared to the 19th is got to be a better score.
Yeah. You've got to round that overall enjoyment up.
It was a really fucking hard course,
it
though.
Fucking was. No,
yeah,
no.
But that doesn't mean that it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, it does.
No. I think you're right, Will. We can't change it. I think it's right.
Yeah.
Can't change it.
That's a course score, though, right? That's not... Overall enjoyment is actually playing the game of golf. So, I don't think it's wrong to say that it's 2.8 because it wasn't that exciting. Because,
Tom, you had a bad day.
I had a bad day, but irrespective, like, I'll have a bad day. I don't give a fuck about that. But the course itself, if I was having a great day, it's not that exciting.
Yeah, it is just like trees and grass.
It's very vanilla.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was times where I was kind of like, all right.
It makes sense.
Let's go.
And then we went 4.3 for the pro shop. Agreed.
That's good. I feel like the pro shop is definitely the strong point of this course.
But then we gave it a 4.5 for the course fees.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think that's okay for the day. I don't think that's okay for ever.
But yeah, it does.
If it was $55, you'd be happy with that.
But enjoyment only being a 2.8, if you're paying full whack,
yes,
for a vanilla course, I think it's too high.
But the quality of the course was excellent. But
okay, can we just say this? This is our experience. Like, the experience for other people may differ on the day, depending
like
on...
a super disclaimer.
Exactly right. Like,
yeah,
do, okay, listeners, do you play off 32? Like, it all depends on who you are and what you play. But at the end of the day, we played off these fees because they gave us a refund.
Yeah.
And on the day, it was all different.
I think it's on par with Torwoods.
I hate that course.
I know you hate that course, but as far as like fees to course go.
I'll tell you what else I hate. I hate par fives.
Yeah, man.
Par fives can fuck off. Like, who wants to play par fives? Who wants to play par fives?
Shaped par fives.
Quote unquote, Tim Eastman, par fives are my nemesis after the first par
I hate five. Them. I
you literally said that.
Well, like, literally, who wants to go to a golf course and go, I want to play par fives? No, you don't want to play par fives.
No one wants to play.
You want to play short game. Was that ching, you want to say, like, land on the green, long. Happy days. No one wants to play long shots.
Par fives are scary.
Agreed.
I agree.
Can we get back on topic?
Yeah, we're way off topic here.
Yeah.
I think we can't compensate for that refund we got today.
What do you mean?
I think we can
because the purpose of the Schmuck Board is to educate the listeners of where they should go play golf.
But at the same time,
they can't guarantee they're going to get that discount.
$22 worth the difference in what their course would be pre-coring versus after coring?
If you had to pay $55 for the round the same way we did at Tallwoods, would you say it's equivalent?
But can I just say something?
If the grades are good.
Can I just say something?
Everybody's just saying something.
But this is the point of the podcast. We can talk.
Yeah, go on.
They were so truthful in saying we should just refund you money.
Agreed. They went, here's $22.
Then that should be part of the pro shop score.
So they get 4.7 for the pro shop score then.
And
that's
then,
a five.
And then
the
take,
your,
take,
gave us money.
Take okay. point two off.
Here we go. Let's take the course fees, score to quality, from 4.5 to 4, and increase the pro shop from 4.3 to 4.7.
Done.
Done.
I agree. I think that's a great call because really it's the pro shop that decided.
Correct.
That we're gonna give us
they didn't have to do that.
That wasn't
a part of the plan.
But that's so. That's
we paid
so
and they just
small.
Went, you know what?
Yeah.
We should give these boys a refund.
Like, you're not going to. Mate, it's hard to get a better pro shop than that.
Yeah. That was
but also
a
friendly
still
too.
A solid score for the course itself. Like I said to you. How nice is this course? When we were on that hole where the two of you hit it so well.
Oh, yeah.
Was that when you were on the way to finish
it
last?
That was where Raynell let go of his buggy, whatever hole that was.
I think when
you're
standing from
that was hilarious to turn around and see his buggy with his clubs just running down the hill. Anyway.
So at the end of the day, what was the final score that the Christmas Bush Nelson Bay Golf Club
18.4 out of 25.
18.4 out of 25.
See, for some reason, that feels low to me for this course.
But that's good.
So that is part one of the weekend. We are playing Horizons tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which feels like a whole different brand of golf, to be fair.
Key lessons learned, everyone. So, Tom, what's your lesson that you've learned from today that you're going to take to tomorrow?
I feel like that's a loaded question. I don't know.
It is a loaded question.
I'm just going to go in a little more calm.
I feel like, honestly, that is what you need to do.
Just relax.
Go up to the ball and
go with the flow. Just
don't let Rowie go for a hike in the morning and get back 40 minutes late.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Do that.
The thing I'm going to take away from today and what I took out of my last shot of today was just follow through with your shot.
Mm.
Because
that's what Andrew said.
That's what Andrew Masters said. And that's what I did in my last shot of today. Because I feel like all of my shots today, I did not think about my follow through whatsoever.
Just continuing the climb.
Yeah,
like,
I thought about was pull it back and hit it, but not pull it back and come through the ball.
Right.
And the last shot of the day, I was like, you know what? Masters, what did he say? He said his number one thing that he took away or his number one hint for us was to follow through with your golf shots.
Yeah. Finish with the follow through.
Follow through your shot.
Yeah.
So Tom, stay calm.
Follow through.
Tim, follow through. Chris?
I'm going to be a bit more strategic.
I love that.
I'm going to go for the hole every time. I'm going to be strategic where I place the ball.
Medicine.
Right, okay. So not every shot needs to be
at the hole.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Even with the putt.
The
putt. If I'm long, like distance, I don't have to go for the hole. I just got to get close.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Will?
I'm just going to concentrate a bit more, to be fair.
That's great.
Which is hard over 18. Like, I must admit,
it's a long time.
Not from not being a golfer.
Concentrating
for 4.5 hours.
You've got to be an athlete.
It's hard.
You can lose your concentration.
Easily. And I feel like when you lose your concentration, you lose a hole.
Yeah.
Very dumb shot.
You definitely can't get the kind of
12 holes in, I was cooked.
Hey, look, at the end, look, fellas, I'm really happy that we spoke tonight. And I feel like this was a really good discussion. And at the end of the day, I feel like we have another whole 18 to play tomorrow and we can discuss that. But look, schmucks. Well done.
Schmucks.
Yeah, schmucks.
Well done, schmucks.
Schmucks, schmucks, schmucks.
Schmucks, 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 schmucks.
If you enjoyed this, give us a rating and a follow so you can keep up to date with all the latest.
All the latest being Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and most recently, Threads account. So, schmucks, get around it. Schmucks, schmucks, schmucks.